All right. You know, one of the reasons I do this channel is not only to win souls and help the church and help people see past the 3D, show people there's another realm out there, but it's also to show the shape-shifted snakes that we see them. To show the shape-shifting snakes that we see them, and they're not as smart as they think they are. I came to the conclusion a long time ago, and then years later, talking to a born again online, she and I agreed if they are spiritually if they're spiritual harlots, then they'll be harlots in the natural. In other words, if they deny the Bible and go to some other book, if they deny the true God, Jesus, and go to some other God, they worship themselves. The Bible makes it clear that Israel went under every green tree worshiping other gods. So their spiritual life reflects down into the natural world. So if they're running after all these other gods, if you're married to one of them, Gomer and Hosea is a good example. So Hosea worshiped the true God. Gomer, God told Hosea to go marry a prostitute, Gomer. And she worshiped the false gods, and she kept going back into slavery, chasing this one and this one and this one. So if they chase after other gods, other belief systems in the spiritual, then they're going to chase after, they're going to break covenant and chase after other people in the natural. The spiritual and the natural reveal everything. So I can talk to somebody for a season and see where they're at spiritually and actually know what they're doing in the natural. And this is why Wile E. Coyote can never catch Roadrunner, because Wile E. Coyote is just in the flesh mind, so the flesh mind can never catch the spirit mind. Because their Acme tools reveal what they are, and they're just tools of the natural. They're not spiritual tools. They're natural tools. And so somebody was setting a trap for me a while back, and I just said, Lord, make it so clear that nobody can deny it. And I forgot I prayed the prayer, you know, within 24 hours. Something happened, and I said, oh, yeah. This person is a liar. They have ulterior motives, and so ulterior motives, separate agendas, hidden agendas, all kinds of stuff. And so the spiritual realm manifests in the natural. And so if a person's stepping away from God, of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, then they're going to step away from you. Let me say it again. If a person is not worshiping the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and stepping away from God, then they don't have, so that's a covenant with God Almighty, then they're not going to have a contract with you that they keep, an agreement, their word, a marriage, or whatever. And so if they're ecumenical, same thing. I was married to somebody, she went around as an ecumenical person under every green tree spiritually, so I already knew she was trouble. But you know, if somebody's raised in church, they know the terminology, but they've never been born again. And so if they're raised in church, they know the terminology, they can fool a lot of people. But the more you get in the Word and exercise your spiritual understanding, I'm going down the highway, so I'm kind of, the more you get in the Word, and exercise your spiritual gifts, your spiritual knowledge, the more you see through this place. And so when I tell people it's a fractal hologram, via the spiritual interpretation of this reality, I got this truck. There's this truck, right? And it's got a bunch of cars that are smashed on the back of the truck. And it's dropping metal off like crazy on the highway. And you're like, come on, man. That is wild. They got it wrapped with some kind of, I don't know what it's wrapped with, but that's when you see a situation like this, that's when your windshield gets cracked, you know, in situations like that. It's a crying shame that you have to face all the stuff like that on the highway. So, if you see somebody acting stupid in the natural, you know they're acting stupid in the spiritual. If you see somebody acting stupid in the spiritual, you know they're acting stupid in the natural. And so that's my point. You can't separate the two. So if somebody's in false doctrine, false teaching, going off and all these other tangents in the spiritual, you know they're off in the other tangents in the natural. And so my suggestion is, get grounded in the Word and tell these fakers, get out of your face, you know. Most people, if they're spiritually corrupt, then what are they in the natural? The world, the flesh, and the pride of life. That's their God. Themselves and they pretty much end up worshiping themselves. You know, Genesis 3, hath God said? If they try to bring doubt to the Bible, red flag. If they try to bring doubt to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, red flag. If they try to bring doubt or take away your peace, red flag. They are what they are. And they can talk a big talk, but their actions don't line up with their words, and so you just walk away. Nobody's perfect. But if you go around the mountain long enough, you'll see what they are. And so eventually you just don't trust the person anymore. And you're like, wow, they played a good game for a season, but it didn't last. And if they're worshiping other gods beside the true God, then they make alliances with people who worship other gods. So you're talking about a dangerous situation. You're talking about criminals and agents of the devil that will steal, kill, and destroy. And you notice how Gomer, you had Hosea running his household, right? And Gomer she'd run off and do something. He'd have to, he'd hear that she became a slave. He'd have to go buy her out of slavery. Purchase her out of slavery. Now think about that. He had to spend money to get to buy her out of slavery. And then she'd, he'd bring her to the house. And then she'd run off again. She'd go into slavery. He'd bring her back to the house. She'd run off again. Hosea and Gomer. If you've ever had a spouse, she just kept leaving. And coming back to the crib, you know what she's doing. She's lying to everybody. And she has to make you look like the bad guy because she wants to run under every green tree and do whatever she's doing. And you know she's crazy, but she's got the terminology, but that never really plays out in the long run. They just, these are, the Bible makes it clear, these people are transients. They're not stable. They're always going here, doing this. They're not, they're in error, E-R-R-O-R. E-R-R, they're like vagabonds, that's the word I'm looking for. They're spiritual vagabonds, so if they're spiritual vagabonds, then they're going to be vagabonds in the natural. And so that's just the way it is. About 10 years ago, I've been in hospitality. I had this guy who was sound like a Jesuit. He knew all kinds of spiritual stuff. He talked a good talk, but he was a pimp. And so that was his way of cloaking what he was doing to the, and he would be nice to the higher ups and bring people food and gifts and the staff. He would try to butter up the staff, but he was back here doing something he shouldn't be doing. But he thought if he could butter up the staff and cloak himself with religious talk, nobody figured out he was a pimp. But when they figured that out, he was gone, you know. It's wild stuff. But my point of that is, he was religious and knew all the religions and knew the religious talk. He even told people, let's break bread together, stuff like that. But he was cloaking it. And so you knew his doctrine was off because in the natural he was off.